And we have a wonderful speaker that's going to be ministering the word to us tonight. So be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen. I believe he has a special word just for you. He's dividing the word. He divides to each and every one of us. So he'll speak to you tonight, whatever you have need of. Amen. So let's welcome Deborah. Deborah Williams is going to share the word with us tonight. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
you, Jesus. So glad that Patty had us sing that song, because nothing ushers in peace like the name of Jesus. And to be honest, today has been a day that I have really struggled with peace. Doesn't mean that God wasn't there. Doesn't mean that he hadn't got me covered. It was my own just uneasiness. It was my own, it was myself, you know, just me. Things I couldn't quite put my finger on, but it came down to it. And while I was getting the message together, I said, God, I've been working on this message for, you know, 4 weeks now, and I have made notes and I've got them all laid out, and everything is, you know, flowing when I write them down. And I've come to the, you know, I've come to the point where now I need to comprise it and put it together into one message. And it's just not, it's not flowing. So what is the missing ingredient? I'm trying to hold you up, God. Why, God, is it taking so long, is the book that I've been studying from. And it's by Lynette Hagen. And in the book, it gives steps to staying on focus and God's assignments for our life. And on my last message, I talked about how to prepare to receive, and I gave some steps. And this came from her book. She took you through, you know, things that can delay our blessings, and how that we are going to be tested, and that we do have to be obedient and yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. We do have to reboot and refocus our mind. We have to take into account what our thoughts are. We also have to watch for those things that are stealing our peace. We have to look for the peace robbers. And we also have to be committed. We have to put 100% of who we are into it. So I said, you know, as I was going back over what my last message was, you know, God started really taking each one of these steps and started breaking them down. And as he started breaking them down, I started looking at three things. One was, God has a plan. I have a will. And the devil has an agenda.
That's right.
God has a good plan. His will is good for me. My will can stem out of a sense of pride. The devil, our adversary, who roams around like a roaring lion, he's doing that, is ready to steal us, to tear us apart, and to destroy us. And he puts fear in us. So there's three things that can deter, or two things that can deter and delay. Why, God, is it taking so long? Because when we were created in God's image. We were his masterpiece. I reviewed over this the last time when I was talking, that the first thing we have to do is accept Father God. We have to accept him through his pardon for our sins, which is Christ Jesus, repenting of our sins, changing our mind, and accepting the power of the Holy Spirit. And as Christians, we have to remind ourselves who we belong to. We don't belong to the powers of this world. We don't even belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to God. And God tells us that our pride can cause a fall, and it will surely come before the fall. So if God has a good plan for us, which he does, We've got to take on His great love for us. Receive that great love. That's the first step. And understand that everything that He has for us is for our good. Psalms 139 and 14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Patty said that tonight we're going to get our praise on. We are ushering in the Spirit of God, opening up our mind, our heart, and our body to receive what He has to tell us. Because we're going against the grain. We're going against what, what the world would see as doing the right thing or the right way. We're going against our own self, our own selfishness, our own pride, our own will. We struggle with that. We get those outside opinions of ourselves, and we try to form that within. And we struggle, because when we give God first place in our life, when we give Him our heart and our mind and our soul and our body, when we are giving Him all of these things, at first there is almost a utopia, because you are releasing your cares on Jesus. You're releasing your cares on God. And so it feels like everything is coming easy. It feels like, wow, this is so great. And it feels almost like, God is just this, our fairy godmother or something, And that's far from the truth. Because God wants us to have a solid foundation, something with no cracks, no flaws, and it's not dependent on our behavior. But He warns us that we can think more highly of ourselves than we should, and a haughty spirit will bring forth a fall. In Psalms 139 and 14, it says, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knowest right well. As Christians, we should know that God has a marvelous plan for our life. That God's works are above what we can comprehend. That His ways are higher than what we can understand. And we must trust that He has a plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11, as we all know and we all quote this, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a good future. Do we really take that into consideration? God has already predestined a plan. So when we're praying and we're asking God why, we're asking Him the questions. God welcomes these questions. He wants us to look deeper into who we are. And He wants to divide out those things of the world and be able to separate it from us so that we can receive the trueness of who He is, who He created us to be, because His image is inside of us. And that takes time. But we have to discern, are we holding back God's blessings? Is it me? Is it my pride that has stopped the blessings of God from coming? Because when God wrote our story, He had the beginning and the end, and He's going to fulfill it. Even when death comes upon us, God gave us a story timeline, and He told us that it would come. He numbered our days. He told us that. So we, in agreement with that, claim our healing, claim who we are in Him, and we profess it daily. I am healed in Jesus' name, because the stripes that Jesus bore for us gave us that promise. So we are healed. So we ask the question of God, well, why? Why, God, is her healing taking so long? God, why did this happen? But we must look at God's word and understand that His ways are higher than our ways, and that His healing is there. It is present in us every day. But do we receive it? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, so I want to try to hold on to that point. God has an order and a time clock. The sun rises, the moon rises. They both have a foundational hold on the earth, holding gravity together, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything. God holds it together, but He's positioned everything to operate in a certain timing. If one of them were to get out of timing, we would be literally upside down. Literally. So we have to understand that in God's timing, there is a clock for everything that we face. Everything that we face. And we must discern every day, God, is it your will that I go this way? Is it your will that I do this? Is it your will? God, am I standing in the way? Is there something I need to be doing? Where are my thoughts? Where are my attitude? And then we have to bind up those things that could be coming that we don't even know about. And that's the evil one. And the evil one is constantly trying to steal our joy and constantly trying to harm us. So we have to discern what time on the clock are we in? Each thing that we're doing, from the time we rise in the morning to the time we go to bed, we need to be discerning. God, is this your will? God, step me out of the way. You know, pastors, they pray, Lord, you know, release me. You know, release me and pour everything of who you are into me so that I speak only what you want me to speak. This is the training that God is helping us with. This is why the tests come and the requirement for obedience, why that is necessary. Because pride will shut down the things that we so truly desire in our mind. And what it's doing is it is setting, ourself is setting itself up against the very thing that God's trying to get to us. And it's going to stop it every time. It's going to delay it because God loves us enough to not let those things come to us until we are ready to be able to receive them. God says he will not put more on us than we can handle. He's not going to put more blessings on us than we can handle because he knows that we can squander them, abuse them, and use them for purposes that are not of him. So we have to use that discernment. Use that discernment of checking our thoughts and checking where we are in God's presence. Isaiah 55 and 8, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. When I looked at that, I started thinking, well, God, your thoughts are not my thoughts, okay? And that went, well, what are my thoughts? That must be there's thoughts coming from somewhere else. So several of the teachers have been teaching and the pastors that it matters what we look at. It matters what we look at, what we listen to, who we hang around with. You know, some of us, and I won't say here, I'll just say me. You know, it feels good to drop names sometime. You know, it feels good to say, I know this person or I know that person. You know, and you can actually keep relationships or keep ties to things that make you feel good as a person, make you feel like that, you know, you've accomplished something. And God may be saying, you're putting your worth in what they think or what they've done or what they know instead of me. And until you're willing to let go of those things that you think hold you up, I can't get to you what I truly have for your foundation. You're not teachable. You drop the names. You drop the places, the people, the things that you've done. Accolade on ourselves. You know, we can even do religious accolades. And we have to be cautious of that as Christians.
That's right.
I go to church. I pray 2 hours a day. I do, I do, I do. You're setting yourself up above God.
That's right.
And he is not going to let you go further. The clock is going to stop. The angels have come down with a blessing. They say, she's humbled herself. She's praying. She desires this. And then what happens? We take reins. Last week, Wanda spoke on, our thoughts. What are we tolerating in our thoughts? And she said, are we tolerating those negative thoughts? You know, are we being positive? Are we looking at what God says? Are we focusing on what's good and pure and right and wholesome? Well, we can take in our own self, thinking of our own right, and we can put thoughts of our grandeur and totally try to apply it that, well, that's God. That was God. But we know in our heart, when we get true with God, that our thoughts are not of God's thoughts. And He's already told us that our thoughts are not of His thoughts, because His ways are higher than our ways. The way that we think of fixing a situation, the way that we think of looking Christian, the way that we think of looking right in a situation, we've got to check that. We've got to check it with the Word of God.
Right.
We have got to discern, am I being teared over here? Am I being tormented by the devil? Is this a plot to try to get me to stop something that God is doing? Or am I just taking my grandeur in what I'm doing and not really giving the glory to God and letting Him work through me so that I will be stable enough when that true blessing comes to be able to hold it? God has perfect peace, Isaiah 26 and 3. He will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Our reasoning is limited. Our mind is limited. But peace, the peace that passes all understanding, will come to our mind and stable us and give us that, okay, that's God's will. Because He's not going to come in with condemnation, and He's not going to come in and sugarcoat things. Pride can get in the way where we just kind of sugarcoat our problems to the point where, God, I know You got this. And we just sugarcoat it and we tell everybody we're fine, and God's saying, I need You to do this. I need You to move forward in this. And we just stay back and say, well, God's got it. God's got it. And God says, really? Do I? I think your pride has it, because I think you're giving in to fear. The opponent to peace, and also a driving force that can pull that pride into disobedience to God. Tick tock, discern the clock. Pride can get us. Only God knows how much pressure that we can take on. Sometimes we build ourselves up, and I'm talking about me, I'm speaking to the choir. If nobody on Facebook or nobody in here gets it, I thank God, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to receive my blessings. We try to hold ourselves up, and God never made us to hold up ourselves. He never made us to do that. He never told us to go out and make ourselves look good. He always has had our best interest and always had our covering. And the only place that we have covering is when we lay ourselves down, lay down our selfish ambitions, and truly let Him cover it with His love. Because it's that inner love that He gives to us that just can give us the ability to lay down this flesh. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that the pride will be broken. It's through God's Word that the pride will be broken. And then the blessings of God can come. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, and I like this because it's in the Contemporary English Version. And it says, you're tempted in the same spirit, the same way as others are tempted, but God can be trusted not to let you be tempted too much. He will show you the way of escape. And you say, well, what does that have to do with pride? He will show me the way of escape. I trust Him, and He will show me the way of escape. It's because we're all tempted. We're all tempted to fall into the trap of saying, I'm not good enough. We're only one commercial away from saying we're too fat, we're too thin, we're not pretty enough, we wear too much makeup, we don't wear enough makeup, we don't like dogs, we do like dogs. There's continuous a flood of things that come at us that make us question ourselves. And we are tempted to go against what God has said, which I have wonderfully and fearfully made you for a purpose. I have designed a plan for your life. And I'm wanting to get that plan to you. But we have to lay down those false things that are coming against us, which try to build us up. Because, you know, the devil will tell you, oh, you're great. I mean, one day he'll tell you, you're just the greatest thing. You're just the prettiest thing. You're just the greatest thing. You got the most money. You got this. And he'll just build you up. And he'll pair you against other people. He wants to get you into confrontation. Sunday's message, Pastor, and then we're talking about guard your peace. And that's one of the ways that pride can come in, because we don't guard our peace. And we get up in our pride and we think we're the right one. You know, we got the right answers. We know what's good. We know how you should act. We know how you should dress. We know what you should say. And we just become experts. And in our mind, we set ourselves up against what God says. Because God says, do not argue. Mm-mm. As Wanda said, hush. As Pastor Sharon said, no trespassing on my peace. We have to guard it. We cannot let things come at us, because the selfish man, the flesh man, is going to try to stand up. We are always going to try to stand up. We are in a death suit. But the Spirit of God is alive in us, born again in us, born new in us. And so we have life eternal. And that's where we are. That is where we're headed. That's where the purpose and the plan for God is, for His glory and for us to be eternally locked into Him and eternally with Him. For His Spirit is good, and it will not condemn you. But pride will pull you up and drop you so fast, because the devil sees you when you are haughty. He sees your actions. He sees how you said behind someone's back something that was distasteful.
That's right.
He sees the times that you said something you shouldn't when you were asked to keep it quiet. He knows these things because he's seen you react on them, and the devil will use these against you. And pride cometh before the fall. In the contemporary English version of Proverbs 16 and 18, and it says, pride cometh before the fall, a haughty spirit, destruction. But I like this because it's so easy, it's the truth. Contemporary English version of Proverbs 16:18 is, too much pride will destroy you. Bottom line, too much pride will destroy you. So we ask, why, God, is it taking so long? And God reminds us, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are we thinking? Are we thinking too much about ourselves? And it's delaying God because he knows that we are a frail and broken vessel trying to hold ourselves together with a glue that's not going to hold. And if he were to pour a blessing in it, we couldn't contain it. And the thing is that God is not just about you and I. He's about salvation for the world. So who are we influencing when we don't allow God to do the molding and be the glue and give us that confidence? Because God gives us confidence. We are to be confident in the Lord. We are to be powerful in His might. We are to spread the good news and be joyful and happy, because that's what God has purposed for us. We are His masterpiece, and He is a God of love, and that's where He abides, is in love. So He wants us to be in pride of His love for us, but not be in pride of the flesh, because that's where the destruction comes. Our ways are not His ways. God reminds us too in 2 Corinthians 12-9, my grace is sufficient for you, my power made perfect in your weakness. God knows that if we get too responsible for our own self, for our own good, and we try to make our own plans, that we are going to fail. We cannot do it without Him. Pastor Sharon said Sunday, we are nothing. And we're not. But we are everything in Christ. In everything in Christ, we are strengthened and we can do the will of the Father. Yes. And bring glory and honor to Him. And have our breakthroughs, our prayers answered. It's so easy, though, to get in a hurry. And to, when we get in a hurry, we're going to cause different problems. We're just going to, it offsets a strength in foundation. You know, if somebody was building a house and they decided that they wanted the nice marble floors before they ever looked at the foundation and they just put it down on the dirt, it would crack. Everything would fall apart. And God wants us to understand that He loves us so much and He doesn't want us to get so prideful that we think that we are the Savior and that we are the one that can be the foundation for ourselves or for anyone else. That's too much pressure to bear. Too much pressure to bear. There is no shame in God's reboot or reset of our clock. There's no shame in it. It is not shameful to say, God, you know what? I've really been thinking of my own self and not really of others. God, you know what? I've really been giving too much honor to my own self and my accolades to what I've done or what I do for you than I do for the power that is in me that is doing it. We must look and discern through God's Word what has stopped God from getting the answers to us. And that comes face to face, of course, with getting in more prayer, getting in more time with God, keeping our focus. His delays do not mean no. If you are praying His will, if you have a desire, He will continue to have you seek out the Scriptures, seek out the answer to the problem because He wants you to get to it. So if you're feeling like you're tied on something or maybe you can't get there, is it because you're already got it pre-made on how you're supposed to do it? And your pride is keeping you from saying, you know what, I got to change my mind. I got to change my mind. That's hard for us to do. In my own personal life, I've got some things that I am ready for change in. In some of those things, I'm going to have to bite my tongue. And in some of those things, I'm going to have to bear my heart. In some of those things, I'm going to have to say I'm wrong. In some of those things that I love, I'm going to have to walk away from. Because God wants a purpose that is best for me and a purpose that is best for you. Our purposes may not be aligned in the same time or the same way, but we all must be aligned in God's love, in His will, being obedient, and getting ourselves out of the way so that He can complete His good work in us. We want God to move, but He's waiting on us. And I'm sure there's some areas in your life where you know that God is waiting on you to move. And God's not going to build a house and start on the ground and then put a roof on it. There's levels and there's rooms. And there's things to be known because with that, you're building a foundation. You're building an intimacy. You're building a home. And it's taking you higher in the purpose of where God wants for you because His ways, as He has told us so faithfully, are higher than what we can even imagine. I'm going to give a little example because Pastor Sharon, I think she maybe brought it up. I know it was brought up in one of the sermons about her closet and getting some clothes. So that's one of the things that I've been struggling with God. You know, and he's like, what's the struggle? Just get rid of them. I'll replace them. And I know that. He will. He's always been faithful to give me new things. And I know he will. And two, he doesn't want me going around like I'm fixing to take a bath. You know, so you got to be clothed. I mean, he says he clothes us with all honor. So I know that he wants physical clothes on our body as well. So I have been looking at my closet, and I go to touch something, and it's like it's going to electrocute me. I mean, literally, I go, and I'm like, not now. Not now. And God's like, I got you a closet of blessings over here. And every time I'm trying to get that to you, you stand in the way. And I said, God, why am I doing that? He said, your pride. I said, I'm not prideful. I know that you'll supply my needs. He said, no, you're prideful because you're looking in the past. And those things that were in the past, when you wore those and the things that made you feel good, you're not trusting me that I can do better than that. Amen. That was my revelation. I can do better than that. Amen. There were things that were attached in those clothes that are not so good for you and that you're trying to still hold on and hold up. You're trying to be in the past where I'm not. I'm in your presence. I am right now. I am right in this moment. And I got the future out there. And until you trust me, you're going to be hanging, having all these things hanging, and they're pretty things. Pretty things. But they're not my things for this season and this time in my life. And you know what? God's ways are higher than mine. Somebody needs that jacket that's hanging in my closet. Somebody needs some of those t-shirts that I just don't want to let go of. More importantly, I need to come into the understanding that God can be trusted and that nothing physical, my pride, nothing of the flesh, is going to reap life for me or for you, because the flesh is death. The spirit is life. And so in the spirit of giving is where I will keep my focus. That's where my thoughts are. Not what I'm going to lose or that made me feel good and I want to feel like that again. Because God says, well, why do you want to feel like that again? Don't you want to feel better? God is always a God of increase. Always a God of increase. Bless you. Sorry, I had to do that. But anyway, God is always a God of increase. And that's what he's wanting to get to us, is increase. And we've got to get out of our own way. And the way that we do that is just letting him love on us. The more that we love on him and look at his word, He's going to put us in the direction of the scriptures that help us. He's going to send us people around us if we will just be open. Sometimes we get so staunch in what we know and we think we're right that we don't want to take anybody else's ideas. And you know, God doesn't always give us ideas inside the church.
Right.
You know, they're out there. They're all around us.
Yeah.
And he says, discern which ones are going to edify me, honor me, get the blessings to you, or whether it's a plot of the enemy to destroy you. You, your will, can get the clock ticking, moving. You're growing, you're stronger, you're full of life, things are not stagnant. You're waiting with patience. Waiting is not a bad thing. I'm waiting on my grandchild, and I can't wait till it gets here. I don't know what, if it's a boy, blue nails, if it's a boy or girl. But whatever it is, we've been waiting for 9 months. We've been thanking God for this baby that's coming. We've been believing God's promises that this baby will be healthy. We're also believing God for every provision that's needed to take care of this new life, because with this new life comes new responsibilities. So we are waiting, and we're waiting with patience. And I'm so thankful that my daughter-in-law, that she sought God to honor God and didn't get prideful about the own way that she thought her life would go at her age. And she didn't decide to say, well, I don't think this is the right time, or I don't think this is going to fit into our life. But instead, she trusted God. She trusted God. In a season when you would think, my children are grown, we've gotten this far, there'll be no more children, this is the family. But God. And He always has the right thing, the right time, and for our best interest. We just have to get out of His way. And I'm so thankful that she was an example of getting out of the way, because the baby is growing in her womb, and she is trusting God, and the baby will be here soon. And that wait is worth it. That wait is also protection. And God wants to protect us. He wants to bless us and flourish us. We just have to get out of His way. Tick tock. Is pride on my clock? I want my clock to start spinning again, because I have got visions of things that are greater than what I saw in the past.
Amen.
And I want them bad enough to say, whatever needs to be said or whatever needs to be done in order to clear the way so God can get it.
Amen.
So just trust God. When you ask Him, why is it taking so long? Just look inward. Let Him love on you and show you, are there things that He's asked you to do that you've taken into your own hands? And give them up to Him so that you can receive everything that He has. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.